You are in a student group preparing for an international science presentation contest. You are using the following passage to create your part of the presentation on one of the creatures dangerous to humans. Have you ever seen a marine organism called the Portuguese man of war? It is a creature that looks like a jellyfish and can be seen in the warmer parts of the Atlantic, Indian, and Pacific Oceans. It got its unique name because the upper part of its body resembles the sails of an 18th century Portuguese warship. In those days, British sailors called such ships man-of-war ships. Its scientific name is Physalia physalis. It is known to use poison when hunting for food, just as some kinds of jellyfish do. If you are stung, you will have sharp pain, swelling, and an allergic reaction that could cause breathing difficulties or fever in some people. Sometimes it is called an electric jellyfish because the poison causes a strong sensation similar to an electric shock. Since it is pale in color and see-through, it blends in with the color of the sea, making it difficult to notice. Also, when it washes up on the beach, you can easily mistake it for garbage such as a plastic bottle or bag and touch or step on it by mistake. The Portuguese man of war has a strange shape with long tentacles hanging from a balloon-like object at the top. Like jellyfish, it has no head, brain, gills, or skeleton. But it differs from ordinary jellyfish in that it is not a single organism but a colony of individual organisms, zooids, that work together for survival. In a way, it functions just as a beehive or ant colony does. Although all the organisms in the colony belong to the same species, there is a clear division of duties among them so that they can thrive as a whole. Also, unlike jellyfish, this creature is incapable of swimming on its own. Instead, it uses wind and ocean currents to move around. The average Portuguese man of war lives for at least 1 year, like most jellyfish species. Although there are still a lot of mysteries about how it grows to maturity, its structure is surprisingly simple. The Portuguese man of war is basically divided into four separate structures, each of which has a specialized function. They are the pneumatophore, dactylozoids, gastrozoids, and gonozoids. The pneumatophore is the uppermost part of this creature that acts as a float filled with gases like carbon monoxide and nitrogen, which supports the other parts. It can be up to 15 centimeters tall. When it detects threats on the surface, it can release the gases inside and briefly go under the surface of the water. Next, there are the dactylozoids, which are long and thin tentacles averaging 10 meters in length, while the longest one can be more than 30 meters. They are equipped with stinging cells called nematocysts for hunting for food like fish and squid. These cells contain poison stingers that paralyze the animals. Then, the tentacles carry the animals upward to the gastrozoids. The roles of the gastrozoids are to take in food, digest it, and deliver nutrients throughout the body. There is a mouth at each tip, which swallows small fish whole. When the fish is too large to fit in the mouth, it absorbs nutrients by attaching the mouth to the food directly. Finally, the gonozoids, which look like soft hairs or feathers, are responsible for reproduction. You can easily tell if it's male or female by the shape of it. Sometimes a Portuguese man of war is accidentally caught by fishermen in nets or on fish hooks. However, they are not edible for humans and pose an injury risk. They have no commercial value except for display purposes in aquariums. Now, let me tell you what you should do when you witness this dangerous creature in the sea. Never touch it dead or alive, however attractive it looks. It does not sting voluntarily, but does so automatically when stimulated. Therefore, even if you touch a dead individual washed up on the shore, you could be stung nonetheless. If you should be stung by it, remove the stinger with tweezers, not with your fingers. Or you can wash it away with seawater. Then, cool the skin with ice and seek medical attention as soon as possible. The mark on your skin may last for 1 to 2 weeks, and itchy red spots may appear 1 to 4 weeks later. Unfortunately, the scar on the skin could remain permanently as a red line with small white sores.